Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Former President Donald Trump won three Republican presidential contests over the weekend. He took the GOP caucuses in Idaho and Missouri, and he claimed additional delegates at a Republican Party convention in Michigan. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley won the GOP primary election in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. It is her first such victory. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports it does not alter the shape of the GOP presidential contest.
Haley's victory in the District of Columbia will give her 19 delegates, but she still faces tough odds against the overwhelming Republican frontrunner, former President Trump. In a statement, a Haley campaign spokeswoman said it was, quote, not surprising that Republicans closest to Washington dysfunction are rejecting Donald Trump. Until now, Haley had been unable to prevail over the former president, even in her home state of South Carolina, where Republicans voted on February 24th. But she's pledged to continue campaigning at least through Super Tuesday, saying voters deserve a choice that isn't Trump or President Biden. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
Congressional leaders have released the texts of six bills that would partially fund the federal government for the rest of this fiscal year. Congress has a deadline of this Friday to pass the funding bills, or the government will partially shut down. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says congressional leaders agree they want to avoid that.
The good news is that the government will not run out of money as long as the House and Senate, Democrats and Republicans, vote for the proposal by Friday. I intend to put the bill on the floor before Friday, and hopefully we will fund the government.
But that's not the whole picture. Besides these six spending bills, Congress has another six spending bills to consider. The deadline to pass those is March 22nd, or the government could partially shut down. The trading week has kicked off with some major corporate news. It includes a multi-billion-dollar fine against Apple. And as NPR's David Gura reports, there's a formal end to a deal that would have shaken up the airline industry.
JetBlue and Spirit Airlines have called off their planned merger, which was announced in 2022. The Justice Department sued to stop their deal, and a court blocked it earlier this year. It had been under appeal. Meanwhile, the European Commission announced an almost $2 billion fine on Apple for keeping customers in the dark about alternative, cheaper options to purchase music available outside of the Apple ecosystem. After a record-setting week for U.S. financial markets that saw the tech-heavy NASDAQ and the broader-based S&P 500 both hit new highs, Wall Street is awaiting new data on the U.S. jobs market for the month of February, which will be critical to the Federal Reserve as policymakers decide when to start lowering interest rates. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down more than 70 points. This is NPR. Lawmakers in France are considering whether to enshrine the right to abortion in the French Constitution. France would become the first country to do so. French lawmakers are acting after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned a federal right to abortion in the United States. South Korea's government is taking steps to suspend the licenses of trainee doctors who have walked off the job over the past 2 weeks. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul. Most South Korean doctors have ignored government warnings to return to work or face punishment.
Health Minister Park Min-soo said the government will investigate possible violations of law and then promptly punish leaders of the doctors' walkout, which Park said had led to chaos in the medical sector. Park warned that the punishment could have a permanent effect on the doctors' careers. South Korea's medical law states that doctors who defy back-to-work orders can face up to 3 years in jail, a fine of around $22,000, and suspension of their doctor's licenses. The trainees walked out in protest against the government's decision to expand medical school enrollment. Instead of more doctors, they want more pay and protection from medical malpractice lawsuits. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
And this just in, the U.S. Supreme Court has restored Republican frontrunner Donald Trump to the Colorado primary ballot. It ruled the state lacked authority to disqualify Trump after his actions 3 years ago during the siege on the U.S. Capitol. The unanimous decision came only weeks after the justices heard oral arguments in the politically sensitive case. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.